Hello, this is Keith Martin, livestock agent with the Wildcat District, with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Dr. Bob Weber, who's our K-State cow-calf specialist, was recently on K-State's Ag Today radio program discussing which factors you should consider when selecting replacement females.
One of the things that we certainly encourage producers to think about is, you know, making appropriate bull selection or sire selection decisions for building replacement heifers, picking bulls that are emphasize maternal traits versus, say, growth or carcass endpoint. Certainly those females that have been produced by bulls that were selected for their maternal traits in terms of maternal calving ease, appropriate mature weight, lactation, stability, EPD is another good example of a trait that would be important. Be sure to find those heifers and put them as priority selections in your selection criteria. Once we've sort of taken care of the bull side of the decision, certainly we know in commercial settings, crossbred heifers typically last longer and have more productive life in terms of fertility and reproduction than their straightbred counterparts do. So crossbred heifers, a priority mark. And then, really the next group of things primarily comes down to management. We know, for instance, that heifers that are born early in the calving season have a higher likelihood of themselves calving early in the calving season. So that's why we skew our selection heavily towards females born, say in the first 21 or 30 days of the calving season, because we know they've got more room, particularly as 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, to have a little extra time and not fall out of your breeding program.
Dr. Weber then cautioned producers about avoiding selecting for extremes in mature size and milk production.
We've selected over time for lots more growth and performance, particularly to meet demands further down the value chain. But we've got to be careful that we don't go too far in terms of outstripping our nutrient environment. And in fact, replacement female selection has sort of accelerated our path of making cows maybe too big. We've got to be careful that we don't pick heifers that are the extremes in that group, because they represent the highest growth genetics and the highest mature weights out of our cow herd. And in many times, they're from a cow that has one of the highest lactation potentials in our herd as well. So if we just sort of arbitrarily pick them by, the biggest, nicest, fleshiest heifers we have, we contribute to that trend of increased mature weights and lactation potential and maintenance requirement in our cows.
Dr. Weber then discussed a strategy for modifying or reducing mature size.
It is actually calculate adjusted 205-day or adjusted weaning weights. And then what I advise people to do, if you want to keep your weights of your cows fairly constant, is to actually go through and kind of pick out the middle third of the heifers in terms of weaning performance. Of course, we want to make sure we try and skew then within that selection, though, heifers born early in the calving season. So we kind of have this optimization of born early in the calving season and then from the middle group of heifers in terms of weight and performance. And that should kind of put a little bit of a downward pressure on that increase in mature weight.
If you'd like some assistance in calculating adjusted weaning weights, we have access to a spreadsheet that Dr. Weber developed, which can help you with that. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Keith Martin with your K-State Research and Extension Report.